It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, it's time for a trending report, and we like to do a bunch of local stuff because that's what it's all about. And Katie's our local girl. What you got?
Yeah, I have the hottest moving destination in Colorado. So people are moving here more than anywhere else. Where do you think it is?
Greeley.
Not Greeley.
Oh,
no,
that was
no.
yesterday.
Vail.
Not Vail.
Littleton.
No.
Let's
Castle
keep going.
Castle Rock.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that makes sense,
your
actually.
Fun. Yeah, Castle Rock is a booming place
exploding.
Right now. I mean, they're getting a lot of new stuff. I mean, it's beautiful there. There's lots of hiking
places.
Did
they places. Get a Costco down there?
They did get a Costco. Yeah. They're looking at getting that hockey rink we were talking about. Like, Castle Rock is the place to be. And actually, this is how they put it. They call it a ratio, right? Castle Rock is 1.32. I know how much you love numbers, Jeremy, but they say for every 100 people who are moving out of Castle Rock, 132 are moving back in. So that is a really good look for the city, and
it's
just going to continue to grow. And I know I like visiting Castle Rock every chance I get.
We were really considering moving down there about 5 years
yeah.
ago. We were looking at houses and property and all sorts of stuff down
yeah.
there.
Well,
didn't pull the trigger though.
Especially for like our place of business where it's at now. I was also looking in the Castle Rock area to move
yeah.
and be part of their community because again, lots
it's
of good
pretty
hiking.
Down there.
It's beautiful. It's kind of located to everything you need, you know? It's,
and I feel
it's
like everything's
centrally located.
Fairly new too.
Yeah.
It's just kind of got
it
a
yeah.
clean new
yeah.
feel down there.
It is a newer. I remember when Castle Rock and Larkspur were like two separate communities.
Yeah.
And now it's just like,
it's
one,
like one
big
one, one.
Little metro. So
well,
yeah.
Well, you're right next to I-25. You can just shoot down
exactly.
the highway for anything. I mean,
about
really.
That there.
Yeah.
The outlets are right there.
The Dumb Friends League has a location down there.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have a great In-N-Out that I love to frequent. Like, that place is awesome.
What was
so,
that
yeah.
brewery? We had
Castle
a happy
Rock
hour
is
down
it.
There.
Is it
we
West
did.
Main Tap Room? Wasn't that?
Was it West Main?
Might have been
Castle Rock?
Yeah, might have
yeah.
been.
Yeah, a great place.
Either way, that place
again,
was awesome.
We had a
yeah.
great turnout.
I love
yeah.
Castle Rock. So, again, we are very excited to see the hottest moving destination in Colorado and
what?
25th in the nation for where
Dang.
People are moving. Yeah.
Top 25.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's
and a great place
cool.
to propose up there by the Big Rock.
Oh, I love that rock.
Have you guys ever climbed
Castle
to
rock
the
Park?
Top of the rock?
No, I'm pretty busy.
You're not supposed to, Josh.
I'm busy.
It's against
oh.
the rules.
Well, then I haven't either.
Yeah.
Huh.
yeah,
I didn't quite know.
Not
that.
Done that.
I thought it was a challenge.
There's stairs yeah. up there, isn't
it
there?
May,
not
well,
anymore
you
because
can
someone
go,
fell off and died.
Yeah, you can oh. go to the base of that big Castle Rock. Like, there is a path that you can walk all the way up. But
well, you
that,
can go to
the
top.
Actual rock. There are people
Allegedly.
Climbing on it all the time, but there are signs that tell you not to. Just, yeah, to keep yourself safe.
I was
safe,
not
so.
Aware of that.
Yeah,
I
you
wasn't
may have,
either.
It wasn't
Here,
always.
Let me play this, Katie.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
And now you know. The
more
you
know,
Chair. How about this? I'm so glad I know about Aaron Gordon's new underwear campaign.
Oh, my God. The Ooh. Entire morning, Katie's been over here Ooh. Looking at Aaron Gordon in his underpants.
Gosh, that man knows how to bring it, though.
Can
he
I tell
says.
You the first thing that you said to me this morning? I walk in, and Katie goes, did you hear the Aaron Gordon news? And I'm like, well, the Nuggets didn't play last night. I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on? She's like, he did an underwear commercial. And I was like, Katie, why would I know that?
Why? Because he's into
Did you
sports.
Post them?
I did. It's in our social media
oh, there
stories.
It is.
Yes. He's doing the campaign for Saks, which is a very well-known underwear brand.
I love their boxers.
Yeah, yeah, because they have that new technology that separates your stuff. And
it's
apparently
a pouch.
It's awesome.
It's
apparently
it's
separates
nice.
My
is,
stuff.
It
yeah.
keeps your
Your Franks from your beans.
Franks from your beans. And it's like a pouch.
It does.
Dude,
yeah.
it's awesome.
It
it's a game changer.
Separate.
You should buy a pair of Saks.
Yeah, take Aaron Gordon's
Just
advice.
You know.
And he said,
How many pouches? Just one pouch or
just
two
one
pouches?
Just one pouch for the
or
two guys.
Or three pouches.
Well, how many do
what
you
if
need?
I want my guys separated?
How many do
I
you
need? I
need
an extra pouch.
Okay.
I need three pouches down there.
Do you
there.
Have three of those too?
They let you customize it.
No, there's three in one.
Yeah, there's oh, three already.
So I would need
sorry.
Three pouches.
Okay.
No,
my
it's
bad.
It's a game changer, though.
I'm not a
really?
Good counter.
It's good stuff.
I feel like that would be uncomfortable.
No?
No, it's not.
I have no
I thought
idea.
It would be too.
Which part is in the pouch?
I can show you later if you want.
yeah,
you
I want know. Me to this is a conversation.
Give
you
a demonstration.
The upper or the under?
Because I don't know.
Which, well, it's always the under.
The under goes in a pouch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
does the upper go over, up and over the pouch then?
no, no, no.
Around
it's just
the
comfortable.
Tree.
It's, no, it's it keeps them together in a pouch so you're not sticking to the legs or anything. Like
oh,
that.
Oh.
Oh.
It's really nice, Jer.
Okay.
It's nice, man.
The realization. Well, Aaron Gordon says ball is life, and Sax knows that.
Balls is life.
Ball is life.
Oh, I see what they're doing. All right.
Yeah, but
he looks good.
Yes.
He does.
You need to
He's
go
a good
see those
guy.
You need to go see those pictures in our stories at Jeremy Katie Josh on Instagram.
Nicole, that's get back to work.
Worth it. Yeah. Ooh, Aaron Gordon. AG. Air Gordon. Let's go. Okay. Next story. So in Westminster, this is in insane. A man stole from a Lowe's 18 different times.
What was he stealing?
A bunch of different
Jeremy?
Stuff.
I know.
Right? No,
yeah, a bunch
was,
of 2x4s.
He was actually
insulation.
Stealing a lot of stuff worth a lot of money,
like
between
drills?
November and now. He stole worth $17,000 worth of stuff.
Dang.
He was then selling it at pawn shops and whatnot and using the money for drugs. And guess who snitched on him?
His wife.
His
yeah.
mommy.
His mom.
His mom saw the pictures and called cops and was like, I want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That is my son who
yeah.
is stealing
is
all of that stuff. Well, it's kind of that thing where like people walk in, take stuff, and walk out expecting that they're not going to have any resistance whatsoever.
Well, they don't.
And so he was really frequenting this one Lowe's. And they finally caught him. But $17,000 later, he's going to be facing
How did
some
he think that was a good idea.
Hefty. Well, he's facing a problem too. I mean, addiction is very, very bad, and hopefully he gets some help. But
yeah,
he was selling it for drugs, so you know, hopefully he gets some help.
You never
there.
Hear these stories where he's selling stuff for the like soup kitchens.
Exactly.
goes to an orphanage.
He's not Peter Pan.
He's not Robin Hood. That's Robin Hood.
Right.
Robin.
That's right. Wrong guy in tights.
Peter Pan
my
flies
bad.
Around with
Dixie. Doing it for the orphanage.
My
dust,
bad.
Yeah.
This is good news though, coming out of the Denver Zoo. BB the giraffe is gonna have a baby giraffe.
Little baby.
BB's having a baby?
Little baby giraffe Nana. In the next couple of weeks, this is gonna happen, and I am so excited about it. It's the first new baby giraffe since Dobby, who was born in 2017. Dobby's now the oldest giraffe in the herd, so it's good to
Dang.
Have some new blood out there at Denver Zoo. And we don't know the name or the sex of the baby because we don't have the baby yet, but BB the giraffe is gonna have that baby in just the next couple weeks.
That's adorable.
Yay,
that's
isn't that exciting?
Cute.
Good for BB.
I know. And all I could think of, you remember Ace Ventura? I think it's the second one where he comes out of the rhino.
Yeah, that's
how
that
it happens, right?
Like,
that's how it happens every time.
How
it just
does
falls
the
out.
Mama lay down?
That's what I mean. I don't know
yeah.
like how that works.
I think they
like,
stand.
Quite a
they
fall.
Stand,
that's
right?
quite a plop.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly how it works, though, is they have to stand to do it. But,
yeah, but the baby giraffe comes out at like 5'10 anyway, so it's just
I know.
It's not that far of a fall.
Yeah, they're pretty tall, right?
Well,
yeah.
long necks, I hear.
Okay. And then the Glendale Project. This is actually really cool for the city. It's called 4 Mile District. It's going to be a 10-acre entertainment destination, and it is now officially underway. So they started construction on this in Glendale. And what it's going to be is, so they're going to have open container laws now. So they're trying to make it like a Las Vegas-style entertainment experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first community in Colorado to do so. So they're going to have like an Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. They're going to have all kinds of bars and restaurants and
it looks
different...
neat. Have you seen the animations?
So neat. Yes, it looks amazing.
Like a fun little area to hang out. They're going to have a hotel and
Absolutely,
everything.
Absolutely,
and...
yeah. It's going to cost about $150 million for this whole project, and early 2027 is when they're expecting that cinema to open and then everything
cinema.
Else shortly
huh.
after that. But yeah, that's going to be a neat little spot to go, like nightclub, nightlife type thing. Glendale's
to the club?
The new poppin' city. Glendale's where it's at.
That's
so...
where our radio station used to be is
yeah.
in Glendale. Why wasn't it there like 5 years ago.
I know.
We would have been at the club.
They're like, the radio station's out. Let's make it fun.
Yeah, so dang.
It looks really neat, though. The animation
does.
Is really neat. Like,
yeah.
they're really going to be
it's
building
out cool
there.
It's pretty cool how they
it's
got
gonna
it all.
It's going
to
be a mess.
Yeah, if you have a chance to check out that video, like you said, it's worth it. So.
It's worth it. Right yeah. after you're done gawking at Aaron Gordon.
You want to do that first, though. Come on.
So the big
national
trending story is this Southwest Airlines flight 2504 narrowly avoided a collision with a private business jet at Chicago's Midway Airport yesterday. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
Coming in for
a
landing.
Video.
And a plane is crossing right in front of it. He had to kick on the afterburners and whoop, touch and go, back up and off into the sky he went. But luckily, he was paying attention because it would have been ugly.
Yeah.
Yet another airline incident.
It's just like,
what the
hell?
It's like a big family right now. They don't communicate well. You got to communicate. Come on now. It's not good.
It's ugly.
It's really bad.
We were thinking about flying somewhere over the summer, and I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Have you guys ever been a part of an aborted landing?
No.
Or you just go right back up?
Can't say that I have.
No, I haven't either. But it's I've seen people, like, they video themselves, and it doesn't look super fun.
People are already unbuckling their seatbelts, getting ready to stand up and clap.
Hit the ceiling.
Like, whoa, wait a minute.
Whoa.
The other ridiculous video that I saw yesterday was Bill Belichick, who has gone viral for attending a UNC basketball game with his girlfriend and falling asleep in the chair.
Dude passed out.
No,
dude was slumped.
He was sawing logs. And he was totally out.
24-year-old girlfriend was like, is he alive?
With her hot little friends.
Like, do I get money now?
And then did you see the other video of him like shuffling along, getting to the seats, and she's got her jacket down like a middle school kid. Like,
dude, it looks like his take your granddaughter.
It is like a granddaughter. It's the strangest thing, right?
That's so creepy.
It's not okay. Like,
it's so weird.
We even talked about this. Like, I'm about to be 30. I wouldn't even date a 23-year-old. She's 24.
Yeah.
He is 72.
Yeah.
Let's not be crazy, Josh.
I think there's too much difference.
There is too much difference. I could not get away with it at my age.
No.
No.
Everybody would look at you like you guys. Well, everybody would look at you guys like you were weird. They look at him like, oh, it's just creepy. It's very, very weird. How does the
dynamic I would probably give it a shot for like a week or two.
Okay. Every guy would say that.
Yeah, but right? Exactly.
But then I'd be like, we have nothing in common.
I hate to break it to you, buddy. You need a couple more zeros at the end of that paycheck before girls will
start. Yeah, you're right. She wouldn't know any of my He-Man references.
No, she wouldn't. She'd be lost.
She wouldn't know anything about Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey movies.
Why are your action figures so jacked?
Yeah, why don't you take these out of the box?
Oh, my God. They're making a new He-Man movie.
What?
Like, it's coming out in a year.
No.
It's a full
star studded.
It's all, it's like live.
Seriously?
It's a brand new He-Man movie. Yeah, they're pumping thousands of,
is it The Rock?
Of nickels into this movie. No, it's some guy. I forgot his name. I'll look it up because I was showing Nicole the other day. I was like, do you think this guy's attractive?
She's is like, it Patrick Schwarzenegger? He might. He looks
no,
like it.
No, I'll look it up
you know
in a
who
bit.
Would be the best He-Man is Zac Efron.
She said
He-Man.
He looks Hemsworth. She said, I'd rather see Hemsworth.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth would be good.
But anyway, I'm pretty stoked. There's a new He-Man movie coming out.
You'll be the only.
You know what that's going to do to the value of my action figures?
Nothing. Bring it down.
Up.
No, it won't.
Way up,
yes,
buddy.
It will.
Because everybody's going to be like, oh my God,
everyone's
I need all those.
Love He-Man again.
From Jeremy Bateman.
All those 23-year-olds are going to be reaching out to me. Oh my God, yeah. So McDonald's said yesterday that it's not going to impose any surcharges when serving eggs with part of its meals. In fact, they're doing Dollar McMuffins on their app.
Yay!
In a move to attract more customers back to Mickey D's.
I was like, that might help them, right?
Yeah.
It will help them.
I can't tell you how many restaurants I've been to lately that have signs on the door or whatever that say they either don't have eggs or they are, but you know, imposing a surcharge if you order them. So I think that's a smart move.
I'm surprised
on their
Mickey
part.
D's isn't. I mean, they probably go through millions of McMuffins every
eggs.
Day.
You guys,
oh my God, they're so good.
They make so much money. Yeah, I was gonna say bring people back to McDonald's breakfast. Their breakfast is so good.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
That sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Oh, come on now.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Oh. With a hash brown. Let me get that hash brown.
Eat a couple
meat.
Of those and
you
fall asleep in your seat like Belichick.
You know what's underrated is their breakfast burritos.
No,
have you
I've had them.
Yeah, McDonald's. Those are good in a pinch.
I think they're rated.
That's
Katie.
What I grew up on were those breakfast burritos.
What kind of pinch are you in that you're like, man, I'm in quite a bind. I'm in quite a jam right now. Well, the only thing that'll get me out of it is a Mickey D's burrito.
You know what? They are good in the moment. They are. You got to get that salsa. You got to get
think
that chunky salsa
they're
on it. No, they're
a dollar,
good.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they are a dollar, and they're
you
worth
get
it.
Get what you paid for.
Get what you pay for there.
Why would you do that when you have the McMuffin staring you in the face?
Because
and they're nostalgic
you
too.
Up.
Like anytime I have a McMuffin, it's like a road trip to me because that's always the first stop. Out of town, you get your Mickey D's coffee and a McMuffin, and you hit the road.
Reminds me of my grandpa. Yeah. My grandpa would do that.
I like the biscuit over the muffin. I do. I like the
biscuit.
That's
so dry. I love choking down my food,
We can't
too.
Be friends anymore, Katie.
I don't know what biscuit you're putting down, but the biscuits I have
you
are
You leave my biscuits out of this.
I know.
My biscuits are none of your business.
Pardon my biscuit.
Well, butter my biscuit. Today's a historic day. The Price is Right is airing its 10,000th episode.
That's crazy.
To mark that milestone, they're giving away about $90,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Goodness.
One lucky contestant is actually going to get Bob Barker.
Yeah. Oh, his little
Stop.
Urn.
No.
No. You're going to prop him up and send him on his way. Do I want to tell you anything else? Oh, today is the 10th anniversary of The Dress. Do you guys remember The Dress? It went viral in 2015. Broke the internet back then. Back in the day, as Josh would say.
Okay, so what color is it?
It was, what was the?
Golden white.
I saw the gold and
white.
White.
It was not black and blue or whatever.
Yeah, I saw the gold and white.
Gold and white. Yep. Yeah. That's what it was. Wow, we all agreed. That makes me so happy. I thought we would have duked that out.
No,
we fight over biscuits instead.
Exactly. Biscuit or McMuffin, let's go. Step up.
Throw hands.
I still love you with, like, in a pinch. If you need a burrito in a pinch.
If you have to explain your food, it's not good.
No, I'm not explaining anything. I'm just saying that it's a good, solid pick if you go through that drive-thru.
All right.
Listen, I grew up in a town of 7,000 people. There was one McDonald's. When we got burritos in my small town, it was a big deal.
Ooh, daddy got paid.
I will hail that burrito all day.
Who do we have coming in that can bring us McMuffins?
Kevin.
Jason.
Kevin or Jason?
Jason.
Yes.
I'll let one of you text Jason.
Okay.
Katie, you got this.
Okay. I've already just texted him about mechanical issues.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.